So what I'd like to do as we move forward, I'd like to get to the item that Commissioner Fritz has already agreed will take less than 5 minutes on the consent agenda, and that was item 1329. And then, colleagues, I'd like to get to Sergeant Barnum for item 1338. He has a very short time frame here, so I'd like to move that into the next slot after that, if you would not mind. And so with that, Carla, if you could read item 1329, please.
Okay. 1329, authorize a restructure of the temporary loan terms between the Portland Capital Improvement Fund and the Gulf Fund for Colwood Golf Course Improvements.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Staff's going to give a very brief presentation, and then we'd like to find out who pulled it and whether we can respond to any concerns. So I have Eileen Argentina, the Recreation Manager for Portland Parks
Joe
and Recreation.
Walsh pulled this.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
Eileen Argentina, I'm the Recreation Services Manager. With me here today is Todd Melton, and he's going to share a little bit of information about the item before you.
Good morning. again, my name is Todd Melton. I'm a financial analyst for Portland Parks and Rec, and part of my job is to work with the Golf Enterprise Fund, among other things. This item, Council originally approved a loan from our SDC fund to redevelop the
Colwood Development Charge.
System Development Charge, sorry. To redevelop Colwood Golf Course in North Portland. Originally, and the amount approved was up to $1.5 million. Originally stated in the resolution was that we would pay back the loan in 5 equal installments. We are requesting to amend the resolution to allow us to restructure the payments in order to allow us to realize the anticipated increase in revenues that will allow us to make the payments in a little more affordable manner. This request is to allow us to pay interest on the first 3 years and then a graduated portion of the principal back in the next 6 for a total of 9 years.
Thank you. That's fine.
Thank you.
We'll just have you stay in case there's something to respond to.
Joe, did you want to speak to this?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We have a problem extending the loan. My understanding is this loan was supposed to be paid off on a certain date, and now you're extending it to something like 2029. Is that correct? The paperwork that I read, that's the implication that you're extending the loan payments. And at least when I take loans out, if you extend the loan, it's going to cost you a lot more. So I don't know why we're doing that. The second part of our objection is the whole concept of golf courses when we have people dying on our streets. So we weigh them on the scale of justice, if you kind of image that. On one side, we have golf courses, which is very elitism. I mean, it's the height of elitism. The majority of people do not play golf. We have a very select group that does. So we look at it as all of this land on a golf course going to waste. That's the way we look at it. And periodically, you have people running around hitting a little white ball in a hole. And then they do it so well, they go on to another hole and hit it again. On the other side of the scale, we have people dying. And we have this loan on a golf course, on a city. Why are we doing that? Why does the city even own golf courses? If it was such a great idea, private industry would eat it up. It's not a good idea. It's a waste of land because it's so intensive. I mean, you have 350 yards in each hole times 18. And I'm not good at math. I'm not going to do the math on that. But it's miles, miles of land, acres upon acres. And meanwhile, you have a company complaining that people are in their driveway, in their hallway, and you have a golf course going to do nothing except guys, mostly guys, hitting little white balls into a hole and picking it up and going to the next one. Duh. Think about that. So that's my objection to it. It isn't an objection to parks and recreation. I know this. You're very protective of your territory, Amanda. But this is ridiculous. And someday people will start to realize it, that it is just ridiculous. And I know I'm over time, but you've been very generous with everybody today. So be generous with an old guy.
Thank you. Did you want to respond?
I'd like to respond,
Commissioner
actually.
Fritz, sorry.
The Golf Fund is an enterprise fund. It raises funds that can only be that have been dedicated to the purpose. Colwood is actually one of the reasons for the restructure is that it's being used as a community centre. The golf clubhouse is opposite. It's opposite the street from Thomas Cully Park. And so what's happening is that the community there is patronising the clubhouse as a place to have weddings and other gatherings. And that's as intended. And we expect that over time that will become profitable and serve many purposes, not only the open space and natural habitat on golf courses. So it's because we are not charging enormous fees for the use of that facility because of the neighbourhood where it's located in, it turns out that we need slightly longer to repay the system development charges. System development charges for parks cannot be used for other purposes. They cannot be used for housing people or anything else by state law. So this is really a very simple thing that says we're not going to use general fund resources to pay the debt. We're going to make sure that the golf fund repays the debt.
Commissioner Fritz, can I also just add from my bureau's perspective, the Columbia Slough bisects Colwood, and not only does the comprehensive plan place a premium on protecting the slough and the sensitive wetlands there, but it also puts a premium on protecting open space, something the Cully neighbors fought for. And so the compromise was worked out to keep a portion of Colwood open and a portion to be developed. But it is at the heart of our open space inventory. And if we do start talking about converting it for some other purpose, we'll actually potentially be out of compliance with the comprehensive plan.
Thank you for reminding everybody about that, Commissioner Fish, because, yes, the northern part of Colwood has been converted to industrial land, very much needed for providing good jobs.
And by the way, I just say this personally, not that it matters. I'm not much of a golf fan, but the only reason I watch golf is because of Tiger Woods. And he changed the game, and I watch him. But just as Portland Parks and Rec offers tennis and offers mountain biking and hiking and basketball and all kinds of sports, we also have an enterprise business that offers golf. Will the demographics of the golf playing public over time make that a sport that is less viable? Time will tell. But let me assure you that our first impulse should not be to take open space and necessarily develop it, because that is almost the equivalent of a park in the middle of certain neighborhoods in our city, and people would be very upset if we took away their open space. So thank you.
Call the roll.
Can I answer?
No.
No. Call
Daly.
The roll.
Aye. Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution's adopted.